A good night of Shabbos. This is Daniel Eisenberg with a little bit of Torah, the Chavah Shabbos Kodesh. In this part of Parshas Korach, there's an interesting term used when Hashem is telling Moshe, warning him about what's going to happen to Korach, and he should distance himself from his from Korach's residence. So the term used there, I believe it's in Perek Tes Zayin, Pasuk Chaf Dalet, and then again in Chaf Zayin. I think it's there. But the term used for Korach's home is the Mishkan Korach. He says the Mishkan Korach. And that's just a very strange term for, you know, to be used over here. It's true, the word Mishkan comes from of a Lashon of Lishkon, of Shachin, to dwell. But it's not usually used in this context. You know, you'd expect maybe for it to, probably for it to say Ohel Mishkan. Ohel Korach, the tent of Korach, or the Makom Korach, the Yishuv Korach. There are many other terms you use, maybe the base Korach. You'd expect something else to describe Korach's home and where Korach lived, not the Mishkan Korach. That's actually a strange usage of this term Mishkan. Now, what I'd like to suggest is perhaps even an obvious point of what the Torah is trying to draw our attention to. There is something that it's not an uncommon term. It's an uncommon usage of this term, but this term is actually a very common term. We all know what it is. It sounds like the Mishkan. The Mishkan is the place which is built in Parshas Vayakob Akuda, and that's where it's a meeting place, the Olam Moed. It's the place where people go to serve Hashem. That's the Mishkan we all know and love. Yet the Torah over here, Hashem, calls the tent of Korach the Mishkan Korach. And I think it's really to draw attention and make us think and be mindful of the Mishkan. So why would that be? As is clear from the text, but is heavily elaborated by Chazal, Korach was challenging Aaron, and he wanted the position of Kohen Gadol. That's the role he was vying for, and Chazal explained further, he felt it was unjustified that Aaron had his position, Moshe had his position, El Tzafan had his position, and in a sense, Korach kind of made his own, his own pathway of serving Hashem, his own Judaism, his own Mishkan. In fact, there's a point that's always so striking to me. Famously, Chazal tell us that one of the arguments Korach made against Moshe is, right, if you have that he came in a garment completely techeles, completely made out of blue wool, and he asked Moshe Rabbeinu if the garment needs tzitzis. He says, right, and Moshe said, yes, of course it does. And he said, it doesn't make sense, right? Because if you have completely white tzitzis and one blue thread, that of tcheles, that works for the whole thing. So if I have an entire garment of blue wool, shouldn't that work should not need tzitzis? And there are multiple versions of the same idea quoted in Midrash Rabbah and Midrash Tanchuma. But the imagery to me always seemed like the following. Right? You see Korach, he's dressed in a fully blue woolen garment. And where else in the Torah do we have such a thing? From Parshas Tesava, we learn about the Me'il, right? The special garment of the Kohen Gadol, which was a completely blue garment. It almost looks like Korach is approaching Moshe with this Kohen Gadol costume, like wearing the Me'il. So Korach has this Mishkan Korach. It's like his own, right? He's his Kohen Gadol. He has his own movement. He's the leader of the movement. Ironically, preaching equality while really trying to take the reins himself. And that could be one shot in the term Mishkan Korach, that he was trying to create his own Mishkan. Though I would suggest even further, and that is that, right, Mishkan Korach, so what's the real term? What do we usually see? So it's really the Mishkan Hashem, right? The Mishkan of Hashem. So the Mishkan of Hashem is it's the place where Hashem dwells and people go to serve Hashem there. Right, we don't call it the Mishkan Kohen Gadol, the Mishkan, Aaron HaKohen. It's the Mishkan Hashem, and therefore, when you say Mishkan Korach, you're not really replacing the Kohen Gadol with Korach. You're replacing Hashem with Korach, because that's really what was going on here as well. who is to be served and worshipped from Korach's rebellion? It wasn't Hashem, right? Because Hashem was being worshipped, you know, with Aaron as the Kohen Gadol. That was fine. So by Korach saying, I want to be Kohen Gadol instead, he was not just trying to replace Aaron Cohen, he was actually trying to replace Hashem in a sense. Right? When someone acts out of kavod, right, or does things to try to attain kavod, they're not serving Hashem, they're serving themselves. When Korach challenges the authority of Moshe Rabbeinu and of Aaron and creates his own space and his own path and his own movement to serve Hashem, even if they call it serving Hashem, and they say, we're going to bring Kavanos to Hashem, but the truth is, it's really self-service. It's for his own ego, it's for his own honor, for his own reputation. And when he does that, he effectively changes the Mishkan Hashem into the Mishkan Korach. And this is a very subtle, but very important point, which is that sometimes on the outside it can look like service of Hashem, but the truth is, it's just self-service. As we make our decisions during this time, a lot of things are moving, and decisions of where and when to daven, and perhaps what to do for the summer and after the summer, and through our interactions with others, there are a lot of decisions to be made, but Be'ezus Hashem, we should have the clarity and strength to act upon that clarity, to do acts that are service of God and not service of ourselves. Have a beautiful Shabbos.